You're listening to the new Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson, and just as they said, Destiny's Child, I want to cater to you. Who is catering to the people who are homeless, literally? There are lots of organizations that help, but there are some things that are necessities that sometimes are missing. A young woman at the age of 15 started a charity called Love Rolls. She's now 17, and she's a senior at Greater Atlanta Christian School, and she's my guest today. I'm talking about Kendall Robinson. Kendall, it's a pleasure to see you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. We met at an event, and when I heard what she was doing, I said, I gotta have her on. I want to highlight what young people are doing to change the world. So, Kendall, explain to people what Love Rolls is, because when I said it to a couple of folks, they thought we were talking about rolls that you eat.
Okay, so Love Rolls is a 501c3 nonprofit nonprofit organization. We were established in April of 2016, and our main purpose is to collect and distribute toilet paper to the homeless and those in need.
Okay, I've got to ask, why toilet paper? I mean, it is a necessity, but why toilet paper?
So the idea of the toilet paper came about in the summer of 2015. I was volunteering at a mobile food pantry through a youth summit with the Atlanta Community Food Bank. And ironically, my job at the food pantry was to hand out toilet paper and paper towels. And a homeless man came through my line, and he shared with me that he was so grateful to receive the rolls of toilet paper because normally he would have to ration out one roll and make it last for an entire month. So
one roll for an entire month?
Yes, one roll for 1 month. And when I heard that, it shocked me because I feel like toilet paper is one of those things where you walk into the bathroom and you just expect it to be there. And because it was a youth summit, the goal was to expose us to different things regarding homelessness and poverty and prompt us to implement a community initiative to implement to our community. And the story with the toilet paper stuck with me so much that I decided to do a toilet paper drive. I thought it was going to only be a week-long thing, but in the first month, we received a box of toilet paper on our doorstep every single day.
Okay, let's start out.
Okay.
Who did you approach for toilet paper?
All right, so it started out as a Facebook initiative. My mom is always on Facebook, so she has a lot of friends. So she posted it and said, my daughter is doing this. I told my friends about it. And so we thought it was only going to be a week-long thing. But as I mentioned before, every single day in the month of May, we got a box of toilet paper on our doorstep. Former President Barack Obama sent me a letter commending me on my efforts. I got a commendation from the Secretary of the State of Georgia, Brian P. Kemp, and Kimberly Clark, the manufacturer of Scott tissue paper. They donated 75,000 rolls within the first month of hearing about it.
That is unbelievable, but I also know you have gotten donations from people like Georgia Pacific, too, and the hotels. Tell me how this happened.
Okay, so it's insane how it all came out.
Nothing but God, girl.
Nothing but God. How it all came about to come together. So Kimberly Clark was our first major donor of 75,000 rolls.
But where did you put 75,000 rolls of toilet paper in your house?
So we have graciously had warehouse space been donated to us in Lawrenceville. So he is the owner of the warehouse. Gary Levister, he owns the warehouse and he lets us hold the toilet paper there.
So then when we come back, you're going to tell me how you got Georgia Pacific, Marriott Hotels, Costco, Honda, Lexus, Ted's Montana Grill to give you toilet paper.
Yes, and Chick-fil-A.
Ladies and gentlemen, when anybody tells you that young people aren't doing something, just remember the name of Kendall Robinson and Love Rolls. We're going to talk some more with Kendall, so stay with us here on the new Kiss 104.1, Atlanta's and today's R&B and throwbacks. Yes, we are going into Christmas, a time to give and, you know, love for everyone, giving out gifts. But, you know, folks need help all year round. And Kendall Robinson is a 17-year-old who started a charity, Love Rolls, that provides toilet tissue to homeless people. And you may be saying, why do they need toilet tissue? The same reason you need it. But guess what? They're moving from place to place. And she met a man who basically said one roll had to last him an entire month. And that sparked an idea that now has become a 501(c)(3) charity. And the 17-year-old has managed to get groups like Kimberly Clark, Georgia Pacific, Marriott Hotels, Costco, Honda, Lexus, Ted's, Montana Grill, and Chick-fil-A all involved. Kendall, tell me how in the world, of course, when the president found out about you, President Barack Obama, he wrote you a letter. You've received awards for what you've done, but the point is you still have to get the toilet tissue.
Yes.
How did you get these major corporations like Georgia Pacific, Marriott Hotel, to get involved?
Okay, so Kimberly Clark heard about the toilet paper drive in its early beginnings.
Even before you were a 501(c)(3).
Yes, even we were not accredited or anything. I was just collecting toilet paper on the side. But they saw it, and they decided to donate 75,000 rolls to us. Next was the Marriott Brand Hotels. We have a friend, his name is Zach Curry, who was the GM for the Renaissance Midtown Hotel in Atlanta, and he was the main person that I had told the idea to. He was like one of the first people that really got on board, and he was like, oh well, so many hotels, like we waste so much toilet paper. And so he got all of the Marriott hotels in like the metro Atlanta area to donate toilet paper to us. And we came, and it was set up like a big tower in front of our front door. And he came and dropped it off to us. Next, Chick-fil-A has been a very big sponsor. So,
and you work for Chick-fil-A.
I do. Yes, I do.
I love the fact that they hire young people to work, and then they provide them with scholarships, the training that you get at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, ma'am.
So how did you get them involved?
So we had applied for a scholarship and a grant from Chick-fil-A, and a woman named Haley emailed us and told us to come in and talk about it. So we talked about Love Rolls to her, and then that's how we met Miss Carol Waddy, and who is like my fairy godmother. And so we were able to, through those interactions, we were able to be selected for the service project for the yearly staff summit that they do at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And I was able to meet Mr. Dan Cathy and his wife and talk to over 1,200 employees.
Wow.
about what Love Rolls does and its mission. And I've grown up on Chick-fil-A, and then now I work there. It's just a very full circle moment. Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's talk about the reaction of the people who receive the rolls, because I'm sure you also do something with the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Yes. So our partnership with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, they will send us agencies that are vetted by them, and they get the food from the food bank, and then they come to us for the toilet paper. So that's one of our distribution ways. And we also go to Hurt Park by Georgia State, and we're able to physically hand out the rolls to the homeless people that are waiting outside for a face-to-face interaction.
Well, we're going to talk to you some more after the break. And also, I'm going to bring your mom in, because I can't imagine her reaction when a tower of toilet tissue shows up on her front door. And when you said, Mom, this is what I want to do. But we're going to continue with your story in a moment. But I want to remind all of my listeners to please tune in to Sasha the Diva all week long. Now, you know, she's on from 2 until 7 p.m. Why? Because you're going to have an opportunity to win tickets to see the Great Escape Tour featuring Escape, Candy Burris Tucker, Tamika, Tiny Harris, and Sisters Latasha and Tamika. That's on December 31st. So visit kiss104fm.com for more details. It just moves me. Just the way Kendall has moved me with what she's doing through Love Rolls that provides toilet tissue to homeless people. And this organization, Kendall, is just growing like wildfire. Did you have any idea that this little idea would grow into this mammoth project?
I originally, when we first started, I thought it was only going to last 1 week. I thought it was only going to be a 1 week long thing so I could like check my box. But I'm very grateful that God has allowed himself to move through me and my actions and the actions of others, that, and I'm glad that they feel moved to donate to me. So,
well, it's amazing that you could get all of these corporations involved, and in particular Chick-fil-A, and you've received a commendation from Governor Nathan Deal. Again, Barack Obama recognized you. I noticed that you've also got help from a couple of fraternities, a new Lambda chapter of Omega Psi Phi. And this, you're working with Community Food Bank of New Jersey. So this is moving outside of Atlanta.
Yes. So that was our first out-of-state distribution. We partnered with the president of that chapter, Mr. Rashawn Adams, and we traveled to New Jersey, and we were able to bless those communities there. So that was the start of our out-of-state distributions, and we have been able to go on many more.
So tell me, where else have you been distributing toilet tissue out of the state of Georgia?
Okay, so in America, we have gone to Tampa, Charleston, South Carolina, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We've helped the victims of the Houston. We've helped the victims in Houston,
and that was from the hurricane.
Yes, the hurricane, and we've been able to distribute globally. I distributed in Tianjin, China through the Shepherd's Fields Orphanage, where I went on a mission trip last summer.
Well, we're going to talk some more about your plans for expanding this as you get ready to go off to college. Yes, she is a senior. And then we're going to bring your mom in to talk about how she feels about her daughter doing this.
Okay.
You're listening to Kiss 104.1, the new Kiss 104.1. Don't forget, listen to Sasha all week because we've got those tickets for the December 31st Escape Tour here on the new Kiss 104.1. And honestly, that is 7 Streeter with Before I Do. Hey, I got a quick news break for you, particularly if you're headed to the airport. WSB-TV is reporting that Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is reporting a loss of electricity. The FlightAware site reports the airport is currently holding all inbound flights because of an equipment outage. So you might want to call the airport before you go to pick up somebody or to leave, because right now they're having a power outage. So we're going to continue our conversation with Kendall Robinson. And now I've added her mom, Felicia Robinson. We're talking about the charity that her daughter started when she was 15 years old called Love Rolls. Felicia, when your daughter said to you, "Mom, I'm going to collect toilet tissue for the homeless," what was your reaction?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I was actually very proud of her, because I remember that Friday when the children were asked what they were going to do for the initiative. And we had spoken about the toilet paper earlier on in the week. And I knew that personally, Kendall honestly was a little afraid to ask for the toilet paper, because she was thinking that maybe it wasn't as socially acceptable as blankets or canned goods or food, any other types of food. So when she finally did decide that she was going to collect the toilet paper, I was actually very proud of her.
Particularly when the homeless man told her that he had to use one roll for the whole month.
Absolutely.
That's what did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Miss Kendall is getting ready to go off to college. She doesn't know where yet.
Yes.
But who's going to be managing Love Rolls when she's up at school?
Well, the idea... Well, hopefully, wherever she does decide to attend school, we are hopeful and prayerful that they will have some type of program that will allow her to bring the mission of Love Rolls to wherever she attends. And then with her having a baby sister who just adores her and looks up to
Miss
her.
Miss Kaylin.
Miss Kaylin, we affectionately call K-Bug. She's going to kill me for that. But with her being in sixth grade and still she has a couple more years to go with middle school and high school, we will definitely man it for Kendall while we're here in Atlanta. And then, of course, when she comes home during breaks and different things like that.
Well, you were named Teen Philanthropist of the Year at the Georgia Aquarium just last month.
Yes, ma'am.
How exciting was that for you?
Very exciting. It definitely provides validation and motivation for me to keep doing what I'm doing. I know sometimes we get into doing things and you're like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But it's like little moments, little interactions that I get to have with the people that I'm directly impacting and different recognitions and things of that nature definitely motivate me too.
But I know that you have also not just done Love Rolls, but tell me about your mission trips.
Yes. Yeah, so being as though I go to GAC, I've had the opportunity
now
to...
Now explain what GAC is,
okay,
Georgia.
Okay, GAC is Greater Atlanta Christian School in Norcross. And I've had the opportunity to go on mission trips there since I was in the 7th grade. So I did some in-state mission trips. I went to Aiken, South Carolina and New Orleans, Louisiana. My freshman year, I went to Athens, Greece for 10 days. My sophomore year, I went to Ecuador for 8 days. And then the summer going into my senior year, I was able to stay in China at an orphanage for 10 days. And I'm going back next year.
And summer. You're going back next. So here's the other part of this. You want to be what?
I would like to be a cardiothoracic surgeon and then go on to Africa to do medical mission work.
How did you raise this child?
With a lot of patience, with a lot of prayer, a lot of sleepless nights. But I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. She and her sister have made being a mother one of the best and just one of the best jobs I've ever had to do.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to have you talk some more about Love Rolls and what you need from people, from individuals, how they can help your dream grow. So stay with us, folks. I am so proud of this young woman and what she's doing to make a difference in people's lives. You're listening to the new Kiss 104.1 Atlanta and today's best R&B and throwbacks. The new Kiss 104.1 Atlanta and today's best R&B. Now, that was SZA and that's Love Galore. And you know, my guest today has love galore for a lot of people. She really does. Kendall, I am so impressed by how you give of yourself to improve the lives of others. So tell me, how many rolls of toilet tissue have you given out?
Okay, so to date, we have distributed over 125,000 rolls.
And that's not only here in Metro Atlanta, but also in New Jersey.
Yes.
And where else?
That's in New Jersey, Tampa, Gatlinburg, Charleston, Houston, and China.
Well, here's what I find interesting. You've gotten all these corporations involved, and you're working with the Atlanta Community Food Bank. Felicia, how can the community help your daughter continue Love Rolls? Tell me the story of what happened yesterday.
Okay, well, there's several ways that people can help. They can help by volunteering. They can help, of course, by continuing to spread the word and promote the mission of Love Rolls and what Kendall is doing. They can help financially by going to the website and actually donating. We are a 501c3 corporation, so all of the donations are tax deductible, and those monies go directly to purchase more products. And as Kendall tries to expand, they help with expenses that, of course, you know, come with the expansion and with her promoting youth activism. And I will tell you, we were just blessed by a woman. Her name is Angela Jones. She is the director of the schoolhouse in Duluth, Georgia. We had no idea, but in November, the first week of November, she actually held a art auction for Kendall. The children were aged 1 to 6 years old. They each participated with preparing art, and they had an auction. And on this week, Kendall actually went by the school and picked up a check for $821 from the school from these babies. I mean, so it's just been incredible. We've had people like that. We've had strangers actually see Kendall's T-shirt or hear about the story and contribute, in ways like that also. So, yeah, those are just a few of the ways that they could help.
So I have to ask you, Kendall, when you see people just joining in your efforts, how does it make you feel as a 17-year-old?
It humbles me. It's very humbling, the fact that I am able to make this big of a difference with the help of others. And it also inspires me to keep going and to be a light for other youth. I feel like my main goal as of now is to inspire other youth to engage in their community and promote youth activism. I feel like the common rhetoric that society tries to say when talking about teenagers is that we're all on our phones, like we don't really do anything. But hopefully I can change that view and inspire other youth to get involved and make a change.
So I've got to ask you, Felicia, she sounds like a saint. Is there another side?
Absolutely.
Is she a normal teen?
She is a very normal teen. And I would just share real quick a quick story. Maybe it was sometime last year. We were at a restaurant, Kendall, her sister and I, and Kendall had her phone taken away because part of the rule is that she cannot use the phone when we are at dinner at home or out at the restaurant. Well, she pulled the phone out. I took the phone away from her, as punishment at 16 or however old she was at the time. And that's just what it was. Her phone was going to be taken away from her. We were at a restaurant, and Kendall literally gets on her knees in the restaurant to beg for her phone back. And there's another family that's having dinner or lunch actually right beside us. So the little girl at the other table kind of looks at Kendall and her eyes get really big, like, oh my goodness, like, why is this girl on the floor? So I look at the young lady and I say, listen, to let this be an example to you that when your mom tells you to do something, especially with technology, you can't do it. She's begging for her phone back. So we share the story with the lovely lady. Her name is actually Jennifer Long. And long story short, when she heard about the positive things that Kendall was doing besides begging for the phone in the floor of a restaurant, she wrote Kendall a generous check right there on the spot. Didn't even know who Kendall was or anything. And now we've been in touch and we've become friends, and she actually invited Kendall. She's a member of Impact Church, and Kendall had an opportunity to speak at like 4 different services at Impact Church because of that interaction with her sharing, her story. So yeah, she's very normal. She and her sister both.
Normal.
Yeah.
100% Well, when we come back, I am going to give you the website. And believe it or not, Kendall is also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it. But I'm going to give you what we use here at KISS is the Facebook page, because all of us, we are on Facebook. So keep it here on today's KISS 104, the new KISS 104.1. You're listening to the new KISS 104.1. Today's R&B and Throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson, and I'm continuing my conversation. This is our last block with Kendall Robinson and her mom, Felicia. And Kendall's project that has now turned into this unbelievable charity is Love Rolls, where toilet tissue is collected for distribution, mainly to the homeless. Kendall, what do you want to leave our listeners with today?
So, I would like to share the name of our website. Our website is www.loverolls.org, and we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Love Rolls, Inc. They're all the same. And I'll leave with a quote. This is the quote that has motivated me. It is, if not you, then who? So hopefully I could inspire someone listening today to maybe this was the push that you needed to get out and do something into your community.
Mom?
Okay. First off, I would like to thank you personally, Ms. Pearson. Being in Atlanta for the last 20 years, originally from Jersey City, New Jersey.
They can hear it in that accent.
This really is a full circle moment for me to have someone as just phenomenal as you to sit down to talk with someone, that I birthed. I just pray that she understands the value of being here to talk to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I would also, just like to thank all of my Facebook friends from the moment that I posted something as small as donating a toilet paper roll, on my website before, on my Facebook page, before any of the major corporations said that they would do anything. We had friends from New Jersey, South Carolina, California, Bahamas, Japan, you name it, and they were literally paying $10 to ship a $4 package of toilet paper. So I am clear, and Kendall is clear, and Kaylin, that there's no way Love Rolls could continue to roll without the initial support that we received. And then, it's one thing to know how awesome God is, but when you are living it and you see it on a daily, almost on a moment by moment type of basis, it's just been indescribable. And I just am, I'm honored, and I don't take the weight that is on me lightly. I value it, I treasure it, and I just thank God that He used my girls as a vessel to come through me and is using me to do what I need to do for them.
Well, Kendall, I can only see great things for you, and I can't wait until you finish undergrad and then head off to medical school. And then you're determined to go live and work in Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know which nation in Africa yet?
It's between Kenya, Ghana, and South Africa.
Oh, three good ones.
Yes.
Beautiful countries. Well, thank you both for being here. And I've got to do this because it's the only time in my life I'll ever be able to do it in a good way. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, no. She did it, y'all. She told me she wouldn't, but she did.
Had to. I mean, how many times can you be able to use that phrase in a fun way? And it
Absolutely.
Was out of respect and love for having raised these two beautiful daughters who are making a difference in the world at such a young age. And I think, again, that's the most important thing as my takeaway, is that you're giving to make the lives of others better. Thank you so much for being here.
On our website,
you can go to the KISS 104.1 website. We will have the entire interview up in a little bit, so you can listen to it if you missed any of it. Just look at On Air and hit the podcast. And don't forget www.loverolls.org to be able to help out. Now, these two are getting ready to go to the Hosea Helps Christmas party for kids. Well, I want you to remember this. You can volunteer with Hosea Helps this holiday season. Just visit forhosea.org, sign up for volunteer opportunities. There are a whole bunch of them. From the kids' party today and Christmas dinner, and then there's even more coming up on Christmas Day. Visit forhosea.org for more details. Check us up next, and as I leave you, remember what Mama Hattie always says, it's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Don't make excuses, make work. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.